Welcome to the Manifest With Me podcast. I'm your host, Kira Dickinson, and I'm here to remind you that anything is possible. My mission is to show you that your dreams are a lot closer than you think, and there's no limit to what you can accomplish when you simply get out of your own way. Let this be your space to transform your mindset, reset your energy, and manifest all that you desire. If you're looking to live a happy, fulfilled, and abundant life, then you are definitely in the right place. Hello, beautiful people, radiant souls. I'm so happy you're here with me today because we are going to discuss what I have come to realize is the number one thing blocking your manifestations. Because the more I talk to you guys and the more I reflect on my own life and my manifestation journey, this concept just keeps coming up over and over and over again. And I don't know, you guys, like if this isn't a sign to do a podcast episode on it, then I have no idea what is. So I can't wait to share more about it. And of course, we are going to make it actionable. So I will be sharing how to unblock yourself as well. And honestly, you guys, I am not exaggerating here, but I think this might be my favorite episode I have ever done yet because I think it's going to be the most impactful for you all. But before we get into the good stuff, I have some manifestation success stories that I want to share with you all. So our first story is from one of our lovely listeners, Ricky, and this week she wrote to me on Instagram saying, "Hi Kira, love your podcast so much. I want to share a manifestation success story that happened last month while listening to episode 34, Stop Trying to Rush Your Success. October marked the 1 year anniversary of my father's passing, and around this time I was starting to feel some anxiety and doubt about whether or not I was still noticing his presence. There had been a few occasions over the year where I'd seen a deer in moments of deep grief and have come to associate this as a nod from the universe that my dad is still around. I had been thinking for a few weeks at this point that it would be nice to see a deer to reassure me, but I still hadn't. So I was driving while listening to your podcast, and you mentioned asking for a sign out loud. I hadn't done this before, but said out loud in my car to the universe, "Universe, by the time I reach my job, I want to see a deer to let me know that my dad is still around in some capacity." I said it out loud, I turned on to the next street, looked to my left, there was an open field covered in frost, and a single deer was staring back at me. Oh my gosh, Ricky, I know I already said this to you on Instagram, but this story, it's just like pure chills. And thank you so freaking much for sharing. It makes me so happy to know that your dad is still always with you, looking out for you, and that you got the sign that you needed, and also so quickly. So thank you so much for sharing this beautiful story. And friendly reminder to all of you listening, if you have any manifestation success stories that you want to share on the podcast, go ahead and DM them to me on Instagram. I actually made a new Instagram just for the podcast and the manifestation community here. So go ahead and DM it to @manifestwithmepodcast, also linked in the show notes below, and I would be honored to share your story here. Another quick announcement is that I have created this beautiful, wonderful manifesting money meditation / visualization for you all to help you connect with the energy of abundance and prosperity and program that feeling into your brains, bodies, and souls. All I ask is that you leave a 5-star review on iTunes. So go ahead, screenshot it, and send it to me on Instagram @manifestwithmepodcast. Also link below, and we will get you that meditation. I swear, you guys, like, do it for 5 days in a row and just watch what happens. Like, I can't wait for you guys to slide into my DMs being like, "Oh my gosh, Kira, guess what?" Because that is literally what's happening to me as I do it. And so I can't wait for that to happen to you all as well. All right, without further ado, let's get back into today's episode. Also, if you guys hear noises in the background, that's my dog, Kuma. She likes to come over and say hi, I swear, every single episode. So, hi, Kuma. Okay, but anyways, so if you guys are in a point in life where you have something that you really want to manifest into your reality, maybe it's signing your first client or making your first sale, maybe it's manifesting your first 10K month, maybe it's manifesting your first 1K or 10K social media followers, maybe it's manifesting a loving relationship or like engagement or proposal, but you find that no matter what you do, no matter how much inner work you do, it's not happening, and you just can't help but think to yourself, "Oh my gosh, am I just being ridiculous? Am I just being delusional? Should I just give up? Like, what if this isn't real? What if I'm just wasting my time?" And you guys, The answer to that is absolutely not. No. This is not the time to give up on your dreams, goals, and desires. In fact, I want you to know that you are doing nothing wrong because you have been doing all you can with the knowledge that you have. And now what we're gonna do is just empower you with the right knowledge so that you can shift your energy from all these activities that aren't making a difference to the one thing that will. And that, my friends, is subconscious reprogramming. And the reason why subconscious reprogramming is gonna unblock all of your manifestations is because, well, actually, first, let me just say this. I'm not a fan of blanket statements because there are obviously always some exceptions and special cases to everything. But you guys, in 99% of cases that I see as I talk to you guys, as I reflect on my own life, when you have something that you want to manifest, but it's not coming in, then it is usually because of your subconscious mind. And actually, to put this into perspective, I want to tell you guys a story of something that happened to me this past week. So right now we're in the holiday season and my boyfriend and I were discussing travel plans that we have on the horizon. So we have been invited to spend the holidays in Hawaii with his family and also spend New Year's in Reno with our other friends doing a really fun ski trip. And on paper, this sounds absolutely amazing. It would be such a beautiful mix of sun, of snow, and in these absolutely wonderful, beautiful places surrounded by nature. So of course, you guys, my conscious mind was like, oh my gosh, yes, that sounds amazing. Let's freaking do it. Let's book flights. Let's get it on the calendar. But you guys, I had also noticed this tight, constricting feeling in my body and these negative emotions starting to arise that were triggered by the fear of spending money and the fear of loss. And so as a result, I noticed these limiting beliefs arise being like, oh, the prices for flights and everything are so hiked right now for the holidays. Are you sure you really want to go? Or if you go, not only will you have to pay for flights and for the ski trip and all of these things, but you're also going to have to pay hundreds and hundreds of dollars for dog boarding and care for Kuma, which is also going to rack up the price. Maybe it's just better if I stay. And you guys, like, I noticed my mind looking for excuses as to why I should stay. And of course, it came up with so many excuses like, oh, well, I don't even know if I even trust other dog boarding places, so I should just stay with Kuma. Or, well, there's this like doggy kennel cough going around, so I think she would just be safer at home. I don't want her to even be alone. It might be sad for her to be somewhere else when we're not there for New Year, so maybe I should just stay. And you guys, it was like so funny, all of these things that were coming to my mind. And ultimately, the reason why was because my mind did not want to confront the underlying subconscious fear here, which was the fear of loss. And me being me, I was like, wait a minute, let's just explore this for a second. How is it possible that I can consciously have the desire to go? How is it possible that I know I have the means to go? I have more than enough money in my bank account for this travel. And I've been in this same exact situation before where I have been completely fine and safe spending this much money. I've done it so many times for travel, for other reasons. How is it that although I have so much evidence against this fear, that it is still coming up and trying to sabotage my travel plans? And of course, putting it like that, I realize like, ding, 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 this is not a conscious Kira problem. This is a subconscious Kira problem. And once I realized that, I was able to address it. I was able to go directly to the source of the issue, aka the subconscious mind, work on that. And guess what, you guys? Guess freaking what? Yep. 3 days later, I manifested the money in one day that would pay for all the travel activities of the holidays and more. Like, you guys, after I realized what was going on, I opened my notes app. I wrote down every single thing that I would want to pay for this travel, down to the exact dollar amount for every flight, for every ski lift, for Kuma care. all of that stuff. And I was like, okay, universe, let's manifest this. My job is to get to work on unblocking my subconscious mind, and I'm gonna leave the how and when all up to you. And literally, you guys, 3 days after doing that, I got a $1,300 cash payment. I got a $1,500 contract in 1 day, and I literally had an inflow of people reaching out for my services and saying they wanted to work with me. I checked my credit card points. I had over $1,000 ready to book of travel. So I was like, literally, this is just like a well waiting for me to spend it. And you guys, that is literally how easy it can be once you unblock yourself, once you align your conscious and subconscious mind. And I tell you guys this story because even me, who has done over a decade of this money mindset work, of this manifestation work, can still struggle with these underlying fears. Because if I don't go to the root of the fear, and if I don't uproot it, then it's going to keep growing back and growing back and growing back and manifesting in all these different ways. So friends, let's unpack this story here, because before we can get into the, oh my gosh, Kira, well, how do I do that? How do I do what you just did? Which you guys are probably all just wondering about. We first need to talk about the conscious versus the subconscious mind. Starting with your conscious mind. So your conscious mind represents all of the thoughts and mental activity that you are consciously aware of. It exists inside of your brain, and this is what we like to call your logical mind, which runs on your current awareness and controls things like decision making, communication, logic, and reasoning. And it is basically the part of your mind that you go back and forth with during the day, and it's that inner voice and constant chatter inside of your head. So anytime you think a thought like, what should I have for dinner? Well, I had tacos last night, so let's do sushi tonight. That is your conscious mind, anything that you are consciously aware of. So if we were to think of an iceberg, the conscious mind represents the tip of the iceberg, what we see on the surface, aka what we notice. And what's wild, you guys, is as powerful and complex as our conscious mind is, it only influences 5% of our life. Meaning that most of our decisions, actions, emotions, and behavior depends on the 95% of brain activity that goes beyond our conscious awareness, aka our subconscious mind. So let me just repeat that so we understand the magnitude of the subconscious mind's power on our reality. Our subconscious mind is responsible for 95% of our experiences and how we show up in life. 95%. Which means that the conscious mind actually doesn't control our actions. Our actions are almost exclusively controlled by our subconscious minds. And this is why, even though I had the desire to go to Hawaii, go to Reno, do that ski trip for the holidays, I was so hesitant to book it, and I almost didn't, because my subconscious mind. So if you have things that you know you consciously desire, like I want to build that business, I want to quit my 9-to-5, I want to fully show up on social media, I want to get to 10K followers, but you can't seem to take action on it, it is one of the first signs that your subconscious mind is sabotaging your desires. So let's talk about the subconscious mind, because most of us actually don't pay attention to our subconscious mind. And you can kind of think of it as the giant block of ice that lies underneath the tip of the iceberg. It's everything we don't see that lies underneath the surface. Our subconscious mind is ruled by emotions and instinct, and it doesn't mean to sabotage us or hold us back or block our manifestations. In fact, you guys, it doesn't care about that whatsoever. All it wants to do is survive. That's why you always hear, we're not wired for happiness, we're wired for survival. But in this day and age where we're not hunter-gatherers, where there are no lions or tigers or bears chasing us, in a world where our survival needs are largely met, our subconscious mind, it doesn't know this. It just wants to protect us from what is perceived as danger. So our subconscious mind's job is to help us meet our needs and our urges for reproduction, food, thirst, safety, intimacy, and others. It doesn't reason, it doesn't judge, it simply just acts. And it can bypass our conscious reasoning, which means that this is influencing our actions, whether we know it or not. And it acts based on things like stored memories, emotions, and our internalized identity. So in order to rewire our subconscious minds, we first need to understand how it develops. So our subconscious mind develops between the age of 0 and 7, and it's programmed based on the emotions that we have felt in our childhood. So unlike our conscious mind, which is programmed based off of cognition, our subconscious mind is programmed based on emotion, because when you were a small child, your brain does not have the capacity for cognition. Your prefrontal cortex, your executive functioning, is still developing. That part of your brain is kind of like mush. So if you had an experience when, let's say, you were 3 and you were crying and a parent never came to console you, you probably felt rejected. You probably felt abandoned. You probably felt unloved. And if unaddressed today, it would manifest in thoughts around unworthiness and people not being there for you, which is why you also might be sabotaging yourself from receiving this amazing manifestation that you consciously want to call into your reality, but subconsciously you don't have the capacity to receive that. And this is why, you guys, this is why all of the conscious things that we do to manifest are not working. It is because it is your emotion, not a thought, that is holding it back. It is like trying to speak English while your subconscious mind speaks a totally different language. Your conscious mind, remember, speaks in the form of cognition, but your subconscious mind is subcortical, meaning that it does not exist above in your head. It exists in your body. Your emotions are subcortical. Your emotions are going to exist in your body. So if you don't have that proper mind-body connection, which most of us don't, because most of us were taught that, you know, we need to repress our emotions, we can't feel our emotions are uncomfortable, then this is where the disconnect happens. So let me just summarize for a second, okay? Because that was like a lot of information. So basically what happens is that when you're born, you're like a computer, but with no software or programs installed. And as you go through the first 7 years of your life, new programs get installed based on your experiences. And what is very interesting is that this programming is also ingrained into your nervous system, which is why you might feel certain emotions like anxiety when you think of something you know hasn't consciously even happened yet, or that you know is even just like the smallest chance of happening, yet your subconscious will get your body into this, oh my gosh, there's a danger, I need to fight, flight, or freeze. And it's gonna release adrenaline, it's gonna get the heart rate up, there is gonna be some sort of chemical release. So a perfect example of this is like on a plane when you experience turbulence. Even though you consciously know that turbulence doesn't take down planes, you consciously know that turbulence is very normal, that you are still gonna land safely, your subconscious mind holds these fears, holds these anxieties, and it's gonna produce a chemical reaction in your body. It's gonna turn up your heart rate, it's gonna make your hands sweat, it's gonna make you feel some type of way. And you guys, if you weren't already convinced as to why our subconscious mind is so powerful and so important and why we need to rewire it in order to manifest our desires, then this next thing I'm about to share will hammer the nail in. So studies have actually shown that at least 70% of all that programming that you got through your parents, your siblings, your teachers, all the programming you got from the ages of 0 to 7 is negative. It's disempowering and it's self-sabotaging. And what's important to note here is like, it's not because the people around us were necessarily bad or had these horrible intentions in mind. Of course, that could be the case, that could not be the case, but ultimately, we as humans, we have a negativity bias. And so we are going to project this negativity bias into all things. So it's no wonder that we have this large conflict between our conscious desires and our subconscious fears. So you guys, this begs the question, which you guys are all waiting for, is how do we begin to transform this? How do we begin to uninstall, to delete this old programming? Because our minds, unlike computers, we don't reboot. We don't do an automatic software update. So how can we do this? Well, I want you guys to think of it like this. As I mentioned earlier, during the ages of 0 to 7, your subconscious mind takes in everything, particularly these deep emotional experiences. And these experiences are like seeds that are planted within the soil of your subconscious mind. Now, you guys, over time, the seed is going to start to sprout, and you are going to start to notice some weeds pop up on the surface. This is what happens when you consciously notice a limiting belief or a feeling of fear or self-doubt or anything that doesn't feel good. It's because all of a sudden we become aware of some of our subconscious reprogramming. So if our subconscious mind is like the soil that encapsulates the seed and the roots, our conscious mind is when things rise to the surface. So for example, let's say that I'm texting a friend and I'm asking them to get dinner and they respond back saying, oh, sorry, I actually had plans that day, I can't. And after reading that text, you immediately feel some type of way. And that feeling triggers these thoughts around, oh my gosh, is there something wrong with me? Did I do something? Am I not good enough? Are they mad at me? And in this situation, what happened is that your fear of rejection that is rooted in your subconscious mind starts to show. Where all of a sudden you might not consciously remember, but that one time when you were 4 years old and you were on the playground and you asked another kid to play with you, but they said no and they ran away from you, that one memory created this fear of rejection, which has sat so long in your subconscious mind that this fear has now sprouted as a full-blown weed. And so now going back to the present, you may be able to consciously rationalize, oh no, she's not mad at me. I think she just has a busy schedule. But even though you say those things to yourself, you can't help but feel a little sad and rejected. And this is why people have such a hard time overcoming their fears and overcoming their emotions. It's because subconsciously, you are still holding on to those fears. In this case, you are still holding on to that fear of rejection. So you guys, this is what I tell anyone who I do subconscious reprogramming work with. This is what I tell my clients, and that is you can cut all the leaves off of the weeds. You can even cut the weed yourself, but until you uproot that entire weed and get rid of all of its roots in the soil, it is gonna keep growing back. And in this case, the subconscious fear is gonna keep manifesting and manifesting and manifesting into your reality. So it doesn't matter if it's a situation where a friend is saying, no, I can't meet with you. It doesn't matter if it's a job rejection or someone telling you that you didn't get the job. All of these instances are still gonna trigger that same underlying fear, which is gonna be the fear of rejection. Anytime someone tells you no, you are still going to feel this fear of rejection. And that is going to influence your behaviors, actions, and reality. So how many of you guys can think of a thing that you want to manifest? So think of that thing right now. And consciously, you look at it and you're like, yes, I do want this thing. This thing excites me. I think it could be possible for me. I can visualize myself having it or doing it. And I know that other people have done it, so it just proves that it can be done. But you guys, you still cannot release the fear or the limiting belief that is holding you back. You still feel the sense of, oh, it's not gonna happen for me, even though you have these amazing parts of you that do believe you can manifest it. That is because there is a disconnect with your conscious mind and your subconscious mind. So what we're gonna do here is instead of focusing on cutting the weeds, we are gonna freaking uproot them, okay? And something that is really interesting about the process of uprooting or clearing subconscious beliefs, especially if you've tried to do any subconscious reprogramming, then you have probably figured out that your subconscious mind does not speak the same language as your conscious mind. It kind of reminds me of the quote, you can't solve a problem with the same level of consciousness that created it. So as much as we can try and consciously go at our subconscious mind, if we don't speak the subconscious mind's language, it's not gonna change. So how I like to see it is that we first need to get into this physical state that allows us to connect with the subconscious mind, because language isn't what speaks to it. The subconscious mind takes in emotions, which can be induced using visuals, patterns, colors, noises, sensations, and things like that. Which is why if you guys have ever tried subconscious reprogramming techniques like hypnosis or RRT, you know that logically it makes no sense, but it works because it's an emotion-based experience. Like for instance, you guys, on one of my clients that I did, we did an RRT clearing on the fear of rejection. She literally came into the session being like, oh my gosh, I am so scared of being told no. This fear of rejection was driving all these limiting beliefs, was driving this huge lack mindset, and was inhibiting her from being in touch with her higher self, with that point of her that knows that anything is possible. We literally did this 5-7 minute RRT clearing. Right after the clearing, she was like, oh my God, I don't even know why I was afraid of rejection. It's like, it's basically just gone. Like, this is how powerful it was. And in the beginning, she was like, I don't think this makes sense whatsoever. I was like, where are we going here? And then after, she was like, it still doesn't make sense to me, but for some reason, I feel so freaking different. And you guys, like, I have the same exact experiences too. Like, at the beginning of the episode, I was telling you guys how I manifested the money for my holiday travels within just a few days. And I can honestly say it's because during those days, my entire focus was on subconscious reprogramming. So basically, what I did was that every night as I was going to bed, I put on my manifesting money subliminals, which is like a soundscape at a certain frequency with underlying affirmations that you're conscious mind can't hear, but your subconscious mind can hear. Another thing that I did was a money hypnosis that I got from my coach, and I literally did this right before bed so that I was in more of an open state, because you guys, that is super important. Like, when you are sleeping, there's no barrier to the subconscious mind. Like, that's honestly the time where I find I can speak to my guides, I can communicate to the universe the easiest. It's because there's no noise from the conscious mind, so you can easily access what lies beneath. Another thing I did, you guys, was an RRT clearing session around a limiting belief that I was struggling with around money not being consistent for me. And for those of you who haven't heard of RRT, it's a practice called rapid resolution therapy, and it's specifically made for subconscious clearing of limiting beliefs. And I swear, you guys, this week I've not only felt the energetic shifts, but I can now see it reflected in my reality so freaking quickly. Like, if I could explain it, it just feels so magnetic. So with that being said, what I think I should do, you guys, is in the next episode, what I'm gonna do is I'm gonna share my top 3 subconscious reprogramming techniques, because you guys, there is so much I need to say. But for now, where you guys can start and what is gonna lay the foundation for subconscious reprogramming is this. Next time you notice a limiting belief pop up around your manifestation, I want you to ask yourself, how does this belief make me feel? And when's the first time I can remember feeling that way? And I want you to connect with that feeling. Like, connect with the past version of you, and simply just acknowledge that version of you. You might not be able to even remember like a specific memory or event, but simply just allow yourself to have awareness of that feeling in the first place. Because like I said, a lot of us have cut off that mind-body connection. Remember, our conscious mind is in our brain, but our subconscious mind is subcortical, meaning it resides in our body. And what's so fascinating is that when I am coaching clients and I ask them, you know, how does this feel in your body? They'll start to tell me what it sounds like, what thoughts come up. Oh, well, I think this person is out to get me, or that what I want is impossible. And so then I'll ask them again, well, how does that feel in your body? And they'll start telling me a story. Oh, well, you know, when I was 14, I can remember going up and giving this presentation and someone started laughing at me. And then I'll ask them, well, how does that feel in your body? And instead of being able to identify the feeling or where they're feeling it in their body, they simply are using their conscious mind. They're relying on their conscious mind, their cognition, their thoughts, their mental activity around the event rather than the emotions. So really, the first step to subconscious reprogramming is to be able to get in touch with those emotions, because the issue is that so many of us repress our emotions. And I know you guys think that this is going to be uncomfy. I know it can be uncomfortable, especially if you have experienced a lot of hardship or trauma in your childhood like I have. Then I know that one of the last things you might want to do is to confront the past. But what I will say is that if you keep running from it, it's gonna keep chasing and chasing and chasing you. And that is what pushes that limiting belief deeper and deeper and deeper. That is what pushes the fear deeper and deeper and deeper, the seed deeper and deeper and deeper. That is what causes the roots of the weed to spread out into the soil of your subconscious mind. So running away from it is like watering the weed that's sabotaging your manifestations. It is taking away precious resources, taking away the light, taking away the soil, the nutrients away from the beautiful flower that you're trying to grow right next to it. So being willing to acknowledge the past, the fears, the pain, the old programming, that is the first step to subconscious reprogramming. And that is what we're going to need to do before we get into the next episode, which is going to be all about the specific techniques that you can use. And that has brought me so much freaking success. Like, I swear, one of the sessions that I did with my coach Marley, an RRT session, 2 days later, I had a 25K cash day. And if you are as obsessed with this topic as I am, then I want to invite you all to keep an eye out for 2024, because I will be releasing a manifestation mindset course that is going to be all about conscious and subconscious reprogramming, so that you can shift your energy and break through any limitations holding you back from the joy, freedom, and abundance that you so deserve. Like, you guys, this is so freaking exciting. I'm envisioning live Q&A calls with you guys. I'm envisioning a beautiful community chat and center. I am envisioning these amazing step-by-step, week-by-week guides designed to help you unblock yourself and unleash your power. So if you are interested in getting early access to that, go ahead and DM me on Instagram with a star emoji, then I will know to reach out right when it comes out, and of course with early access pricing as a thank you for being here. All right, friends, bye for now. Sending much love. Thank you so much for listening to today's episode. And before you go, I have a free manifesting money meditation that I would love to share with you. All I ask is that you submit your honest review/rating of the podcast on Apple and or Spotify. Go ahead and screenshot your review and send it to me on Instagram at Manifest With Me Podcast, also linked below, and I will provide you with this meditation designed to align you with the energy of financial prosperity and abundance. And if you enjoyed this episode, I'd be so grateful if you could share it with someone who you think would benefit, or if you share on social media, don't forget to tag me so I can celebrate you. Sending so much love, and I will talk to you all next week.